Hello. Dear President, Secretary General, Excellencies, and distinguished colleagues, JustCans looks forward to being here this week to discuss what we think are among some of the most important issues related to the impact UNCTAD is having on the ground. Overall, we are pleased to see all the good work UNCTAD is doing through its technical capacity work. We welcome improvements on results reporting, cross-cutting issues around gender equality and inclusiveness, and continued efforts in reaching out to more and varied partners and stakeholders. We're also pleased to see so many positive results from the evaluation of subprogram 2. Practices of the Train for Trade program, such as monitoring uptake of research and analysis products and conducting follow-up surveys to assess behavior after the end of activities, are to be commended. I just go off script a little bit here just to also thank SG Greenspan for also her comments about, you know, kind of following up on results later on, you know, after the fact, right? So we really appreciate that. We think that practices such as putting in place incentives to help ensure all programs collaborate and report accordingly on results are to be encouraged as well. We also note the need for continued improvements as concerns effective and harmonized results reporting across all of UNCTAD's work. We thus encourage steady and expedient work to be continued to develop and refine the overarching results framework covering all of UNCTAD's mandate. We're happy to know that more is being done in terms of growing and diversifying UNCTAD's partnerships, both to increase access to and stability of funding, but also to improve UNCTAD's technical assistance, publications, and to better inform negotiations. I also go off script here just to add a point here that we think is also really important. Something to consider perhaps is we think that it would be really important that we hear more about the private sector itself. We think it would be important to hear from exporters, importers around the world, and in what form that takes, obviously, I think we're open to that. But I mean, these are just suggestions for the moment, such as perhaps creating another working group or another type of group, or, you know, publications around this issue. And I would actually imagine that aside from those, a lot of the technical assistance and relationships you already have on the ground, you probably could tap into those experiences. You know, you probably have a rich, probably, you know, maybe not overt database there, but, you know, that you could tap into. And we would love to hear from exporters, importers themselves. What are the issues? What are the problems they're seeing on the ground? Anyway, back on script. We're also happy to see improvements in UNCTAD's incorporation and the reform of the United Nations development system. That being said, we were disappointed to learn that stakeholders and decision makers are not necessarily familiar with the work of UNCTAD and would like to learn more about how this could be addressed, perhaps through UNCTAD's communication strategy, among other possibilities. In addition to the communication strategy, we thank UNCTAD for updating us on the management response to the evaluation of subprogram 1. We note with appreciation some of the following actions taken since last year's management response: the creation of a communication group and strategy, communications task team, an outreach communications unit, and the updating of the publications committee. We would be interested in learning more about the communication strategy and would welcome perhaps a more in-depth presentation on it. We also have some questions regarding the management response. While we appreciate strengthened executive oversight of the publications program and preparation of the pre-session documents, we would like to better understand how this role will be better institutionalized over the course of the longer term, once SG Greenspan is no longer there, for example. We also note that management has indicated that they would need additional funds for both broader and more targeted outreach activities as concerns the ongoing RBM process. We would be interested in understanding what those needs are more specifically. We agreed with the evaluation recommendation to increase staffing levels at the policy clearance unit and would be interested in better understanding how additional resources would help improve this function. On another topic, JustCans appreciates the information provided on the interdivisional working groups on cross-cutting issues and your work with the WTO and the G20. We would also be interested in having a better idea as to how the work of these working groups fit into the UNCTAD's overall strategic framework. For example, and this is just an example, what is the main objective of the gender working group? And assuming it is to increase the participation of women in trade or increase the benefits of trade for women, how do the activities of the working group plan on achieving those outcomes? Finally, we're happy to see better mainstreaming of gender, human rights, and inclusion, but note that more has to be done. We look forward to participating in this working party meeting to discuss some of these issues in more detail. Thank you very, very much.